the 9th overall pick in the 2015 draft. The Giants go offensive line with Eric Flowers out of the University of Miami. Joining us right now here on the program, the Vice President of Player Evaluation for the New York Giants, Mark Ross. And Mark, congratulations on the pick. And tell us what you really liked about him as you started studying this player.
Well, Eric is, he's a man-child, really. I mean, this guy is just turned 21 on Saturday. But, he is a nasty, physical player. And that's what jumps out about him when you start watching him and evaluating him. I mean, he plays with a physical edge that you just don't see that often anymore, especially at the college level.
When you went to see him, is that what immediately stood out? Is that mean streak?
Well, the first thing was his size. I mean, you look out on the field, and this guy is the biggest guy on the field. And then that stands out as well, his competitiveness. I mean, this guy's a good athlete for being so big. And he was productive. The production, I mean, he played against the highest level of comp, the Florida States, the Nebraskas, and, he was really productive.
The thing that with any offensive lineman that you love is versatility, being able to move him amongst the offensive line. The great thing about him is he's able to play both tackle positions. Mm-hmm. Just talk about his strengths of being able to be the left tackle in college, but possibly a right tackle in the NFL now as a starter, and then moving over to the left position in due time.
Yeah, well, he started at right tackle as a true freshman, so he did that. He stepped on campus and was a right tackle, and then he's played left tackle the past 2 years. So this is not something foreign to him where we'll bring him here and play either position, and he'll be a fish out of water. He's done it both. And we think he has the intelligence and the smarts and the football savvy to be able to throw him in at any position. Maybe play right this year, left in the future. We don't know. That's up to the coaches. But he definitely has a skill set to do both.
Now, mention it to Jerry. You're picking 9 for a reason. That means there are a lot of things that need addressing. This year, as you're evaluating, you're getting closer to the draft, are you saying, or is there any pressure to say, we've got to get guys, and knowing this isn't an exact science, get guys who are capable of starting day one?
Well, it's always pressure. Every pick is pressure, and especially with the fans, they want every pick to be, if they don't work out, what the hell's going on? They're supposed to be every pick's a Pro Bowler. But for us, we feel the same way. Every pick is important. Every pick we feel like can come in, help us. This day and age, you want smart, competitive players who love football, that you don't have to worry about any problems. You just have to worry about, hey, is this guy good enough to help us win?
The thing that I really love about him is the mean streak that he brings, the attitude, bringing that toughness and that finishing mentality to the offensive line. Just hit on that a little bit, because I've watched film, and he's got the long, stabbing arms to keep guys away. He finishes people. He gets after people. And just talk about bringing that back, that mentality and that attitude of attacking people.
Yeah, I think his physicalness, his nastiness will be infectious for the offensive line and for the whole offense. You can see that on tape. He tries to bury people. He tries to hurt people. They tell you there at Miami that this guy's going to fight somebody. They don't mess with him just because he just wants to prove that he's the meanest, toughest dude around, and don't mess with him. So when we went down there and talking to all their coaches, and they're telling you that, you're getting fired up. That's the stuff they're telling you about this guy.
How do you start strategizing for round number 2 and then the rest of the draft? There's a lot of picks that are going to happen between now and when you pick again. What are some of the things that you will do tonight once you guys are done with this first round?
Well, really all the work is done. We don't go in there and start. We'll just kind of have a debriefing before we leave. But pretty much all week, this is what we do. We talk about scenarios in the first round. We talk about scenarios in the second, third, fourth. Groups, clusters of guys we think may be available. So once we get on the clock or once we're nearing our pick, we have a general idea of guys we think will be there. There's always the curveballs that happen in the draft, but we have a pretty good idea of who we think will be around.
Did anything really throw you guys as to the way it unfolded here in the first round before you guys made your pick? And obviously, the Shane Ray situation from early in the week, we mentioned this with Jerry, had to at least have teams around the league sort of reevaluating what they might do. Was there any big curveball that you saw in those picks before you?
We talk about scenarios that's over and over. Different things that happen sometimes. I joked the other day, it's like we're having a 2 a.m. conversation at the bar with some of the ridiculous scenarios that we come up with when we talk about things, so that we're totally prepared for everything. We come up with scenarios. What if Mariota, Winston, Leonard Williams, and Mari Cooper are on the clock when we pick? So we talk about stuff that is just, we make sure that we're totally, totally prepared for every scenario. And the draft is surprising every year. We're always waiting for the curveball, so nothing ever surprises you.
You see good depth in this draft later on in the draft, obviously, as far as, you know, secondary, but defensive side of the ball, which is an area we've talked about that has to get improved here.
Yeah, we think there's some players down the line that we can get to help us, and hopefully we'll be in the area to get those guys.
Mark, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Congratulations on the selection of Eric Flowers.
Thank you.